I started out really with Skinner and his notions about reinforcement, and I saw that Skinner really had borrowed from people in the 1880s who had borrowed their ideas from Darwin. And I said, well, let me go back to Darwin himself and read his work, which I then began to do seriously.
That's Dr. Theodore Millan talking about the origins of what has come to be known as his evolutionary theory. You're listening to Into the Mind from Pearson Clinical Assessment, and I'm your host, Evan Johnson. It's worth understanding the general philosophy that Dr. Millan brought to his thinking on the field of psychology. And in this case, it was literally a philosophical approach.
One of the characteristics of philosophy was its open-mindedness, its encouragement in terms of ideas from one field being transferred to others, the interrelationship of one science with others. My philosophical perspective had a lot to do with my open-mindedness with regard to where does psychology stand and where does it come from and from whence did it develop the different themes and subject matters of psychology. So rather than, as I think was typical of most graduate students, they learned a subject and that was it. They learned vision, learning theory, or what have you. And that's what they focused on. Whereas philosophy said, where did you get the ideas for learning theory? Where does it come from? What's the history of it? How has it changed over time? So philosophy opened up these bridges between different subjects, their historical origin, their evolution, their modification over time. And I think that was my perspective.
In the early 1960s, Dr. Millan would sometimes travel to Harvard University, where he had conversations with B.F. Skinner and other researchers, conversations that influenced his work on the nature of reinforcers.
So Skinner had some very interesting notions of how he thought subjects as obscure as personality, which he tended to poo-poo in general, how it should really be looked at. He spoke about reinforcements. Where do the reinforcements come from? How did you evoke the reinforcements that you observed? How did these reinforcements play a part in understanding the subject? Positive reinforcers, negative reinforcers. Where did these reinforcers come from? From the person themselves or from an external source of one kind or another? How did you go about eliciting those kinds of reinforcers? Did you take an active part in evoking those reinforcers? Did you make them happen, or did they just come your way? Or were they negative and you avoided them? And I began to write in a general sense about the nature of reinforcers, where they came from, and what people did to elicit them. And a framework began to emerge, and in the Modern Psychopathology book, I talked about different personalities being people who were actively elicitors from other sources or from themselves. So the reinforcement model of Skinner began to take root. I then began to read about the origins of Skinnerian thinking, where he went, where he got his ideas. And you had to go back to the late 1880s in order to see other people, mostly variants of Darwinian thinking, who began to articulate the idea of the sources of reinforcement, the activity level or the lack thereof. And I saw that Darwin's ideas really led these other theorists to articulate their models of human behavior and human nature, and that Skinner really had borrowed from people in the 1880s who had borrowed their ideas from Darwin. And I said, well, let me go back to Darwin himself and read his work, which I then began to do seriously.
Dr. Millan was being influenced by the work of B.F. Skinner. Skinner was influenced by the theorists of the late 1800s, who in turn had been influenced by Charles Darwin. A fascinating connect the dots that shows how Milan's evolutionary theory clearly had its roots in Darwin's evolutionary theory.
It was Darwin who talked about the importance of pleasure and pain, which really is positive, negative reinforcement. The idea of the sources of where you got your pleasure or you experienced pain. And others wrote about that, and that preceded a lot of the ideas of Skinner as well. Once I saw that connection, I began to talk about evolution and began to see the parallels between what Skinner had come up with in positive, negative reinforcement, and so on and so forth, that Darwin, in a sense, had articulated very similar notions. And I began to use his concepts. So instead of positive and negative reinforcement, and people are still using those terms today, but Darwin was talking about pleasure and pain, that what was crucial to survival of individuals is they maximized the amount of pleasure that they experienced in life and diminished the amount of pain that they experienced in life. He and others who followed him, but long before Skinner, began to talk about whether the source came from the self in terms of replication, because crucial to survival, which is where Darwin's ideas were centered, was that we could replicate ourselves either by maximizing our own focus or nurturing our progeny. So here again, we have Darwin coming up with the notion of, rather than just a self-focus or another focus, he talked largely about the replication of oneself over and over and over again, which others began to talk about as a male trait. The nurturing of progeny, which also creates survival of the species, was not just talked about otherness, but talk about nurturing progeny. So the male reproduces multiples of himself, and the female is one who takes care of progeny, how many they have, what their characteristics are, but the idea is to keep the progeny alive.
That was Dr. Theodore Milan talking about the origin of his evolutionary theory and its connections to the work of Charles Darwin. The conversation with Dr. Milan continues in our next episode, where we'll look more closely at his personality theory and his approach to personality assessment. That's next time on Into the Mind, Conversations with Dr. Theodore Milan from Pearson Clinical Assessment. For more information, visit www.pearsonclinical.com/MilanInventories.